Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What is your connection to here? Why are you here? Why are you interested?
I'm just a Buffalo resident. I luckily make my own hours, so I could make it here at 5 o'clock, 5:30. But anyway, I love the canal side. You know, whether the winter or the summer, I do work in real estate, but it's nothing involved at this scale. And you know, I'm here because I want the North Odd Block to be the opposite of a parking lot. We need it lively, we need it dense. We need it to be the connection between downtown and here at Canal Side.
So there are rumors, perhaps speculation, that at least part of it could be a parking ramp. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the former site, the Odd itself, had an underground parking lot or underground parking ramp. You know, the way it is right now, it wouldn't cost much to build one. You know, we could provide parking. I just don't want to provide subsidized parking. I don't want to. I personally, I live 2.5 miles away in South Buffalo. I have never in my life have driven my car to Canal Side. I have always biked here. I've taken the bus. There's other ways of getting around here. And even in the times where I've had a friend who has driven me to Canal Side, we've never really had much big problem parking, but not yet. All we ever hear is about is how hard it is to find a parking space, how hard it is to find a parking space. People just take a little walk around. Like, the thing is, you know, this place is supposed to be designed for walking. So, I mean, if you just need to walk, you know, a quarter mile to get to your destination, well, it should be enjoyable. That's what this place is all about.
So you want to see this place be turned into what? What's on your mind?
Back to what it was, what made it special more than a decade ago. You know, it was a very special place before the Odd was built and, you know, demolished a whole lakefront neighborhood, a waterfront neighborhood. I think it needs to be a neighborhood again. Plenty of housing, plenty of commercial space, you know, just a very lively attraction.
Do you think it's big enough to contain the things that you want in it?
The acreage is a bit, yeah, I mean, it's, I think it needs to be one piece to a larger puzzle. I mean, like Sinatra's development in the South Block, is, you know, it should basically be woven with that, for sure.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.